blowing helps me carry on. Turn on your radio, baby, listen to my song.
Well, well, welcome to another edition of the Shady Groove Podcast. This is number 66, and it's a special Happy Birthday America edition. It is July 4th. And there's going to be some bombs bursting in the air later, and a lot of festivities going on today. Hope you're having a great time, and maybe you can use this podcast on your playful day. Play it in the background, listen to the songs. It's obviously going to be some great special songs about this land that we live in. So anyway, let's kick it off. A couple songs. There's going to be some great things today. Some songs about, you know, that just talk about, that have the word American in the title. Some songs that are just innately related to July 4th and the July 4th celebrations, and some other ones just embody the freedom that the Declaration of Independence had has talked about and has been presented over the years. So anyway, let's kick it off right now. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, doing the classic American Girl. Love it.
Something like, this is American music. Take one. One, two, three, four. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music, baby?
Too many drugs. Did you do too many? nation. We'll be right back.
All right. Chicago giving us our Independence Day love right there. There was a song called Saturday in the Park. Great tune. Talks about just talks about celebrating on July 4th. James Brown before that, the Godfather of Soul. You remember Rocky IV, the Cold War there? That was recorded for that, and actually James Brown, 1989, won a Grammy Award for that song. So you all remember maybe the little the clips, and check out this one.
If he dies, he dies.
Classic movie, great song. And then before that was the Violent Femmes doing American Music off of their 1991 album Wide Bird Sing. Started it all off with the great American poet, the Tom Petty, and the Heartbreakers off of their self-titled debut album doing a track called American Girl, 1977. That one dates back to. So, gonna do a little case study right here. It's, happy Independence Day, happy birthday, America, but we're gonna do a little bit of a case study on on a great song. So back in 1982, Bruce Springsteen started doing a couple, just recording some demos on just a two-track tape recorder, and they actually were intended to become demos for the E Street Band to play, but ultimately they were released on an album called Nebraska, and one of those songs was a classic, iconic American anthem, and it is Born in the USA. So check out the original demo recorded, and then you'll hear right after that the classic Born in the USA that everybody knows. So check it out. Tell me what you think. Woo! Another great American poet. Bruce Springsteen, the boss, from Asbury Park, New Jersey, doing Born in the USA. That was a that last one was the studio album edition off of their 1984 album of the same name, Born in the USA. So, great stuff. Let me know what you think about the differences. I think the first, the original demo track is pretty haunting and amazing. The other one, classic, is great. Let's it's about midway, so let's do the midway jam. But as we know right now, we're doing the classic guitar solos. So right now, take a moment to sit back and give a salute to the Star Spangled Banner, one of my favorites. Jimi Hendrix.
We'd like to do. Everybody want to stand up this time. Everybody must stand up because we's all Americans and so forth and so on. We are Americans. You can do this. You can do that. This is for everybody together. That actually is. We'd like to do the American anthem the way it really is in the air, what you breathe every day, the way it really sounds.
We'll be right back. gather around people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. Oh, the times, they are a-changing. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
All right, that was just a timeless song by Bob Dylan of his 1964 album, Times They Are Changing, the same song of the same name in the album as well. So just that is definitely a timeless song. It's going to be played in the future, wherever we are. It's going to be played on different planets, and I'm sure of it, along with the newer music or whatever's going on at that time. But classic tune. People said when it first came out that it was the many felt it captured the spirit and social and political upheaval that characterized the 1960s. It's pretty safe to say that since that the fateful day in July 4th or July 2nd, 1776, that times have been changing in the United States since then. So, rocking in the free world before that, the freedom anthem of Neil Young off of his 1989 album titled Freedom, and started that block off with Jimi Hendrix doing Star Spangled Banner. That was off of a live album, Live Berkeley, second show in 1970. Got another case study for you. This is the July 4th edition of this Shady Groove podcast, number 66, and let's do a little another case study right now. This is a old folk anthem by Woody Guthrie, and it was redone recent years by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, funked up version of it. So check out the original, check out the new one, and see what you think.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. Shadow up This land is your land.
Bed can't give us rest. You keep us. can share, the women we can share, the wine.
All right, had to throw that one in there. Jack Straw from Wichita, you know, leaving Texas, 4th day of July. So that was a Grateful Dead doing Jack Straw. Originally came on their Europe 72 album. Before that, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings off of their album Naturally in 2005. Doing their version of This Land Is Your Land, really funked out. Cool stuff. And then Woody Guthrie doing the original. Originally recorded that in 1940. But there's some interesting stuff about that. He recorded it, and the lyrics are written based on an existing melody, but in critical response to God Bless America by Irving Berlin. Guthrie considered it unrealistic and complacent, so tired of hearing Kate Smith sing on the radio, he wrote a response originally called God Blessed America for Me. That was the original title of This Land Is Your Land, now one of the most well-known folk songs, American folk songs of all time. So let's keep it rolling. We only have a little bit left for you today. Doing the Beach Boys, some Ray Charles, and of course we'll wind it up with the Gourds. So check this one out from the Beach Boys.
Be noblest. sing it something like this. Listen here.
Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain. A purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain.
Well, now wait a minute. I'm talking about
America, sweet America.
You know,
God done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good. Yes, he did. Baby brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
Track to end it on. That was Ray Charles doing America the Beautiful. Great song of one of his greatest hits, 2012. Jack Straw, or I'm sorry, the Beach Boys before that off of their 1963 album, Little Deuce Coupe. And so I hope you had a great time. This is the Shady Groove. We're having a happy and safe July 4th. Hope you do the same. So we're going to leave you with the Gourds. And this one is, we heard it last week. Actually, a couple weeks ago at the Road podcast, but it is just a Grey Gourd song, and it's this is the live version, different style song right now. So check it out, Lower 48 from the Gourds, from February 25th, 2011, at the Charleston Rifle Club in South Carolina. Hope you have a safe one. Take it easy. Peace.
Christmas to Oklahoma, dirty red man, Native American slot machine, a Native American slot machine. I said, I ate the fuzz off of Georgia Peach. And in South Carolina, I learned to preach.
That's right.
That's where I learned to preach. That's where I learned to preach. That's where I learned to preach. I ate the fuzz off at Georgia Peach. In South Carolina, I learned to preach, yeah. Married my cousin up in Arkansas. I married some more when I got to Utah. Married to Mo when I got a Utah, yeah. Oh. Vermont, Delaware, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Wyoming, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan, Maine, Maryland, Idaho, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Ohio, Nevada, Wisconsin, Oregon, Tennessee, Kansas, Iowa, and Washington, New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, Palmetto, where the life. Palmetto! Got that in there. Got that in there. I need to go. Somebody needs to give me a little tiny South Carolina flag. I need one of those flags. One of the coolest flags of all the states, ladies and gentlemen. One of the coolest flags. I love your flag. Huh?
Ready for fourth birthday of America, did you say that?
By the way, it's the 234th birthday of America. Wait, it is the 236th birthday of America. Thank you.
Happy birthday, America!
Woo!